Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware. And I'm back in Blighty.
You're back, darling. It's a lovely day today.
It is.
The leaves are falling.
All the leaves are brown.
And the sky is blue.
Beautiful. Poetic. How are you, Mum?
I'm fine, darling.
You sound quite zen today.
Do I?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been up early preparing.
You've got your soft voice on and everything. Is it because we've got royalty? Coming.
I think it's because my mic is drooping.
All right, okay, fine. anyway, we have our first royal. I think our first royal.
Yeah. Jessie, do we curtsy?
I quite want to do some of the traditions.
Well, I have bought her a tiara in case she needs to wear one at dinner.
Yeah, we'll ask.
Yeah.
We'll ask her what her favourite bit of being a princess is. Like, yeah. You know, do you get to go on the aeroplane first?
Yeah. I was thinking, she's in the public eye the whole time.
Is she?
Yes. You know, she comes out of her front door and they're taking photos of her.
Yeah.
Wherever she goes, commenting on how she looks, what she wears, everything. Must be so annoying.
But she's grown up with it, hasn't she?
Yeah, I suppose so.
But she's coming on to talk about a podcast.
Yeah.
Called Floodlights. And it's shining a light on...
drawing attention to modern slavery. She really is using her position positively, isn't she?
Not only is she a podcaster, she also does loads of charity work. She does Teenage Cancer Trust, Children in Crisis. There's an environmental organisation she works with, I think, called Blue Marine, trying to clean up the oceans.
And she's got two children.
Yeah.
She's a busy lady.
And her husband, I think, doesn't
he... He's a drinks person,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, he does tequila, I think.
Oh, and she's bought a bottle.
Don't talk about tequila. I drank a bit too much on Saturday night.
And don't swear, darling, because she's an HRH. Can you try and hold back a little?
I'm sure she swears.
Well, maybe just hold a little back, darling.
Okay. What are you making?
Well, I've made shakshuka. Well, the whole menu got changed because I suddenly learnt she was gluten and dairy-free. So I've made shakshuka with gluten-free bread. I'm not sure how spicy it is because it didn't taste very spicy. And then I put more rose harissa in and it might be a bit too spicy now. Yep.
Have you got yogurt? Oh, she's dairy-free.
I've got pretend yogurt.
What kind? Coconut?
No, but it is. It's one of the collective ones, but it's vanilla flavoured because I've got that for the plums.
Oh, right.
But I've made plums that have disintegrated.
Oh.
There were 30 plums there and it was like there's two. I think I overcooked them in the oven.
Never mind.
It looks a bit like jam.
We've got gluten-free bread from a local baker, Lily's Loaf.
Lily's Loaf.
And so we've got a gluten-free bread to go with the shakshuka.
Yeah. I better go and slice that, I think.
I quite like it when you put the halloumi in. Could you put some halloumi on the side?
I've got halloumi.
Oh, thank you.
Do you want me to do halloumi on the side?
No, that would be very disrespectful to her.
Well, I'll ask her if she fancies a bit of halloumi. I'll say, go on. Go on, Eugenie.
No, she's dairy-free. Okay. Princess Eugenie coming on Table Manners. Princess Eugenie.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having
Your
me.
Your Highness.
No.
we're thrilled to have you. I'm interested about the fact that you dip your Earl Grey bag in for a second.
Yeah.
It's quite princessy.
Your mum just said that she doesn't like strong tea as well.
No, but like, that was literally, you called it dishwater.
well, yeah,
that sounds disgusting.
Oh, great, you need to like make it like be in there for about 5 minutes.
No, but can I just, it's not that princessy if your mum does it too. I've always done it like that. I think my mum did it and then I copied her. I don't know how else to do it. I mean, I do know how else to do it, but I don't like the taste.
Would you do it if you were even adding milk, only put it in for a short time?
No. I don't think I'd have tea with milk. Never, ever, no.
How do you take your coffee?
With milk.
Fair enough.
But I don't really drink coffee that much. Because I heard that the three things that make you unhealthy is coffee, sugar, and alcohol. And so I thought, the easiest one to give up would be coffee.
Particularly as your husband kind of is in alcohol,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, was. So I gave up coffee. And then now I've taken it up for like decafs now and again. But it's quite strong.
So do you have a sweet tooth?
Yes, but if I'm going to have a snack attack, it's going to be prawn cocktail crisps or ready salted crisps or salt and vinegar crisps or hummus with all that. Or popcorn, salty popcorn. Anything salty, I'm a salty girl.
I haven't really tried a prawn cocktail with the hummus, but I may do that.
Well, yeah.
I mean, prawn cocktail was your first choice. I think it's a very underrated flavour.
It's the best flavour.
Absolutely.
Why?
Oh, it's my least favourite. Because it's slightly sweet.
Yeah.
No, but like a proper Walker's prawn cocktail big bag is...
They should get you in the advert with Gary Lineker.
We've just sorted out
the new campaign. Yeah. It's done.
It's my favourite.
So alcohol...
Can I just ask, are you going to hear me slurping on this?
They love it. This lady called Jenny, I think her name's Jenny. She wrote in and said we... I just love it when you keep the food things in. So really masticate
on that.
She
must have really enjoyed Miriam then. So we had it from both ends.
Well, speaking of which, so you follow the podcast's Instagram and you saw this clip of our dear friend Miriam farting.
Yeah. Now I couldn't believe it.
Were you Neither offended?
No, it was so funny.
She's farted in that chair that you're sitting in. Yeah.
And then she... But she kept doing it. And I promise you, the last one was so powerful, I felt the floor move.
But it comes... That wasn't a fart.
Yeah, that sounded like one.
It wasn't, but you looked shocked.
I thought you were, like, in it with her.
No, but it leads me on to being a member of the royal family.
Yes.
Table manners.
Yes.
We should be... Mum, get your blunt things off the table.
Sorry,
yeah,
darling.
Your bosom and your...
My bosom
and
is on there, yeah.
Are there certain things that you grew up having to do?
Yeah, but I think everyone would be in the same boat.
Okay, so what were they?
Well,
So you grew up with your mum and dad living in Windsor.
Yeah.
So did you have a house on the estate near your grandma?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you saw your grandma a lot?
Yeah, yeah. And every summer and Christmas and Easter and as much as possible, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we had table manners A. Like, really little people. Table manners A was when we were with Granny.
Yeah.
And table manners Z was when we were at home. Z or Z, or I don't know.
Okay.
And then, from then, it was always like, you know, we can't have knees at the table. So, like, my mum, if I had a knee at the table, she'd say, are they invited to lunch? Are they invited to dinner?
Oh, and so they'd be down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was, like, a funny thing. So now, if we're on holiday or if our friends are around and they put their knees up, my mum's like... You know,
do you say this to Augie? I mean, Ernie's a bit too young for this. Yes.
No.
Will the knees ever be invited to lunch in your house?
Yeah. Well, like this morning, I was on my own with both of them. So breakfast normally is at the kitchen counter.
Yeah.
And Augie sits in one of those, like, boxes.
Oh, what, like the chair, high chair box?
No, it's like a kitchen helper.
It's a box that you... It's like a little platform for children, and you can stand in the box and you're up at the...
And there are magnets and chalk thing and you can draw on it.
Fact.
So he stood in that, and then all of a sudden he wanted to go into the playroom, so I was like, okay. And he goes, Mama, tray, this on tray, take in playroom. I was like, okay. So like...
He's having a telly breakfast.
Yeah, I brought his cereal and his Marmite toast in with me so I can go and get Ernie and bring him down so they can all hang out.
So what was table manners A when you were with Granny?
Well, table manners, I guess it's just you not getting down from the table until you can get down from the table.
So that's like when pud is finished.
Yeah, but we weren't invited to like proper
big
yeah.
banquet.
No. Like tea was at 5, and we could like tea was around then, and it was only ever like 45 minutes, so you can never get stir
yeah,
crazy.
Right. Yeah.
And then we go running everywhere afterwards around the house like crazy people.
Was tea every day?
Yeah. Well, because it was children's tea as well as grown-up tea.
So, like, did you get to request what you wanted?
No, I don't think we did.
And what was on the menu?
So, like, for the kids, it's always, I don't know, spaghetti bolognese or...
Oh, well, I thought you were talking about afternoon tea.
That was, like, kids' tea, and then when we were growing up. And then grown-up tea was, like, sandwiches, little cakes.
Oh, it's like being in Fortnum Mason the whole time.
Yeah. But, you know,
fabulous. Was it amazing?
Yeah. I mean, we have tea at our house because it's a tradition from growing up for my family, and you know all the generations have had tea. It's just, I don't know, I guess it's a thing from the past.
So do you skip other meals so you can fit it in?
No, we just eat extra.
Right. So what's on your family tea?
At home, well, we like in my house with my husband and my kids, we don't have tea.
Oh,
we
right.
just have like, you know, open the fridge and...
Shuffling.
Consume,
yeah.
But at my at like family tea now, it's like, yeah, it's the same. It's like little sandwiches, some cakes, and like little sausages, things like that.
Sounds great.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, it's a really sweet way to like all come together at another point in the day.
Yeah, because your children probably wouldn't eat with you in the. You don't eat dinner early, and your children wouldn't eat with you dinner.
Exactly. Yeah. So tea was always like we'll eat with the children, that kind of thing. So when growing up, it was, so yeah, table manners were like, you have to eat something savoury before you go in for the cakes.
Yeah.
That was always a rule. I used to hate that. I used to want to go straight in for the cake. And things like that. But I can't remember the manners being difficult. I think it was just what you did. We'd always have to ask to get down as well. We'd say, thank you very much. Please may I get down. From my granny or from... my mum or anyone.
But you do that.
Think, oh, yeah, all right. But she thinks she's the queen now.
No, you would do that. You'd say...
Yeah, but I think
have
that,
you finished? You can't get down yet. So,
but also, table manners Z was like, nah, let's just get down.
Okay.
So actually, it was just being polite. It wasn't kind of so regimented and strict. It actually was quite polite and normal and...
It's very normal, yeah. And when we were in the summer, we'd go to Scotland and we'd hang out at the... little bothies and the little houses on the estate, and it would be very much like we'd all be getting Tupperware out of the basket picnic hampers and like opening them and then helping ourselves to like the salad and cold meats and bits like that. So that was very much normal.
So is it like The Crown?
Do you watch The Crown?
No, I've seen the one when they went out when they were shooting or doing something and they had a big picnic.
I mean,
I don't watch it, actually.
No, I haven't watched it, but yes, we have picnics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you enjoy your summers in Scotland, or did you sometimes wish you were in Portugal, where you live now, half the year?
It was... The summers in Scotland were the best. It's my favourite place on the planet.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? And which bit?
Well, where we go, the Highlands of Scotland. Yeah, it's... The Cairngorms are the most beautiful... It's one of the most beautiful national parks. And it's, like, the best-kept secret. No one's there because they've all gone to Portugal. And in August, you go, and it's beautiful weather and sunny and happy.
The midges.
But even the midges are kind of enjoyable.
You think?
Well, this year they were
That's
a bit bad.
That's the only thing with Scotland.
But again, it's also a bit of a myth, because they don't happen every day and every hour.
No, they don't.
It's literally when, like, it's rained and there's no wind. And that's very rare. There's always wind in Scotland.
Yeah, that's true. And do you shoot? Or fish?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's really, it's fun.
I love fishing.
Yeah. Fishing's amazing.
So your great-grandma was a great fisher. She was used to go fishing, didn't she?
Did she?
Yeah, I think so. The Queen Mother always...
How do you know that?
Yeah.
If you
pictures
haven't watched...
of her fishing.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, okay, fair enough.
But I remember, I'm very old.
I didn't know she fished.
I think she did.
She was so... She was nearly 100 when... I mean, no, she was 102 when she died, and I was 8, I think. So
maybe you wouldn't have known that she was.
Well, I think
fishing.
Maybe I've got it completely wrong.
Maybe you
but I seem to
my
think
grandfather
that she
was.
Went...
My grandfather loved fishing, so that's... I wouldn't put it past any of them that they were amazing fishermen, fisherwomen,
fisher
people.
And what is it? It's salmon up there.
I actually don't know. I hope so.
Yeah,
I think so.
It is salmon.
Yeah, Scottish salmon. Sorry, that's the cat.
It's an annoying cat.
What? He's called Prince.
He's called Prince. Clearly knew there was a princess about, so he's here.
Do you have any animals? He's just being lovely.
There's food there.
Hello.
I have never had cats, so
did
I'm
you
a
have
dog
dogs?
Person.
What yeah. dogs did you have?
We had Dalmatians at one point. We had a Jack Russell at one point. We've got five Norfolk Terriers.
Five?
Well, not we. My mum and dad have five Norfolk Terriers and two Corgis, because they adopted them.
Are they the Queen's Corgis?
They adopted them.
Yeah. How many did she have?
I mean, over the years, a lot.
Yeah.
But in the last few years, it was just these two.
Are Corgis nice to kids?
Yeah. They're barky.
Barky, but...
And they're big, but they're really sweet. And they have like big, fat, fluffy paws. And they stand like this.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever met a corgi.
When you see them on the street, it's quite...
They're pointy-faced and quite short, aren't they?
Yeah, they've got little
stubby
little
legs. Yeah.
Why did your family love them so much? Where did it come from? Has it always been a tradition?
No, my great-granny had them, and then my granny loved them because of that.
Okay.
And then that was it. And then she made it what it is today.
Do you cook?
I cook, yeah.
So do you cook for
I did
children?
A cooking course.
Did you?
Yeah,
where?
I did.
Where?
Leeds.
Oh,
yeah.
Prue.
Yeah. I've got a certificate.
What's your best dish?
Well, I probably shouldn't say this because, Leeds was I learned how to julienne and, make everything and, sweat onions and stuff. So, but now, I'm a one-pot girl.
Okay.
Shove everything in one pot.
And what?
It's normally just, chicken... courgettes, tomatoes, onions, garlic, all in one pot.
Does Augie eat it?
No.
I mean, he's two and a half. Of course he doesn't.
I don't know about your kids, but Augie likes things kind of in compartments.
Yeah.
So if I give him a mush of everything, he'd just be like, oh my God, that's too much.
We're getting out of that. And they ate Mum's lasagna the other day. And that was
sweet.
A game changer.
Yeah, they said it was
Is that your...
But it was Jesse was away.
We all grew up liking bolognese and lasagna and everything. And they just have never won it because they all want the separate bits and bobs. But
they did
getting
love
that.
Yeah, you'll
actually,
get that.
I think it was the best thing I've made for them for a long time.
Me and Jack are chili people. We put chili on everything.
Do you like spice?
Yeah, we love spice.
Well, that's good. Oh,
God. I've made
shakshuka.
Amazing.
But actually, I thought maybe I've not made it hot enough. So there is some hot sauce I think someone gave us at the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in case you need hotter. Do you go to Mexico then? Because you were involved... Your husband was involved with...
Casamigos tequila. I've been once, but nothing to do with tequila.
Met George Clooney.
Yes, but not through Jack's tequila.
Okay. Is he gorgeous?
Yeah.
You just look at him and he's still...
Yeah, he's George Clooney.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Jack doesn't work for them anymore. Jack works now for Discovery Land, which is a property company.
Okay.
Same people though who started Casamigos also started that.
Okay.
So Jack.
Do you like tequila?
I do like tequila.
But this, I think, was both at the same wedding.
Yes.
And we were walking up. I swear somebody, you were talking about tequila.
Oh, no.
No,
that's classic. Do you drink tequila?
Now I do. And I drank too much on Saturday.
which brand? Oh,
Casamigos, Casa Dragon. Yeah. Dragones. Yeah.
What was that one from Peckham or Brixton?
Oh, El Rayo. Have you tried it?
No.
It's a Peckham, a South London one. And they do it, they suggest having it with tonic. And a slice of grapefruit.
That's a Paloma, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's like gin and tonic, but tequila tonic, but with a little bit. But it's not as, it hasn't got juice of a grapefruit, but it's really nice in the summer.
It's so good.
Can I ask you about your podcast, Floodlights?
Yes, so we are on our second season of Floodlights, and we have 10 episodes interviewing anyone who basically wanted to talk to us about modern slavery and also what they're doing within the movement to sort of make an effect change.
Why did you decide to do a podcast about that?
I set up a charity called the Anti-Slavery Collective with my best friend Jules about, long time ago now. And we realised that when we first heard about modern slavery as a term, it was when we were just turned 21, and we were in India and we met this amazing woman who had rescued girls off the street who had been trafficked. And she sort of put them in a home and taught them how to print and make fabrics and make dresses and bags and things like that. And it was the first time I'd really kind of heard about it. I thought, oh, slavery, I hadn't heard of modern slavery. I'd heard of slavery in school and we'd learnt about it from the history books and things. And we came back and we started to London and we started learning about it as much as we could. And we realised that someone is enslaved within a mile of where you live. There are 50 million people enslaved in the world today. And that's anything from forced labour, like unfair wages or exploitation or debt bondage or things like that, different terms. So it's not just what we have imagined in our brains. And the biggest thing that we were told by anyone in the movement was no one knows about it, raise awareness. See that they can make subtle changes to their lives, but also educate themselves and take action and volunteer and do things that can help within the movement. It's simple things like, you know, being aware of the fact that, you know, someone could be enslaved at your local nail bar or in a car wash or in construction and things like that. It's not something in far-flung places that you might not go to. It can happen within a mile of where you live in the UK and around you. So it's just about just wear your clothes from. Have you asked someone if they're okay, if they don't look happy or that kind of thing? And it's about empathy and kindness as well.
And you're on your second series.
Yeah.
So you change the subject of your modern slave, like, so...
Yes. So each episode, what we wanted to do was show the world, or as many people who want to listen, that it's in every sect of society, but also that people that they might not expect are talking about it. So for our season one, we interviewed anyone from the CEO, ex-CEO of ASOS, who does this enormously and is a huge campaigner for it. We talked to a QC then and a KC now, who only prosecutes traffickers. And we talked to Emma Thompson, for example, who has been campaigning against modern slavery for years. It was what we wanted to show was that we can talk to the survivor as well. You know, let's listen to her story about what she went through. But let's also listen to the policeman who found traffickers and people being trafficked in one of the biggest ever modern slavery cases in the modern world. We wanted to show that, like, it's in fashion, it's in even in the ocean. There's a guy called Ian Abina who wrote about sea slavery. So, like, it was all to show that it's everywhere, but that you can use your voice to change it no matter where you are, who you are, what you do.
You do so much for so many different charities. I mean, how many different charities are you a patron for, an ambassador for?
A lot. Yeah. I mean, well, so the Anti-Slavery Collective is the one I founded.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I'm patron for other different groups. But I kind of focus my energies on just the ones that I know.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So I guess I say I focus on modern slavery and trafficking, art, or anything within art. Bones or backs, because I have metal rods in my back,
yeah.
And conservation. So anything that fits into those, I try and support as much as I can.
That's quite a lot to be supported.
Do you definitely not want halloumi?
No, for me, but...
Do you want
Let's
halloumi?
Talk about this, because... No, I'm not going to have it.
You're not?
So you're gluten and dairy-free to support your husband, who is gluten and dairy-free.
Yeah, he has... He gets.
But you look very sad about this.
So, I just had a baby as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know about you, but I, on the post-baby body thing, like, it sends me mad, but I find it really hard to shake baby weight. And I guess society dictates that you have to shake your baby weight and all that stuff. So Jack gets really bad migraines. So he's gluten and dairy free. And
does it help?
Yeah. He hasn't had a migraine for a long time.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. Well, everyone's talking about the gut and how it's like a second brain this stuff. And this gut specialist was like, you need to not eat anything. Eat like broth and liver and broccoli forever. And Jack was like, oh my God, I just can't. Like, it's impossible. There's no way.
So miserable.
So he kind of came to a realization where he'd definitely cut out as much as he could for 6 weeks and then carry on with gluten-free, dairy-free. So I'm doing it with him. And it's working him.
And do you feel better?
Shouldn't you have debt? Are you still breastfeeding?
No, I stopped that.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter
if you... When I was breastfeeding, I ate a lot of dairy.
Yeah, but does that really...
Apparently it translates.
Yeah, it translates in the calcium thing.
I was eating loads of brownies, or I was telling myself, I'm going to eat that third brownie because it's helping the milk.
Yeah, right.
I might not have done.
Yeah, look, those first few months are just wild, aren't they? I mean, he's only 5 months, isn't he?
He's so sweet. He's so sweet.
Did you go to university?
I did, yeah. I went to Newcastle.
What did you do?
I did English, politics and history of art.
Oh, great.
Did you love it?
I loved it. I loved it.
The oldest one did history of art.
Really? University, it's, I think, fabulous. Was that buffer zone before you had to be a real grown-up.
Yeah.
But you had this, like, half-half living where you could live, pretend to be a grown-up, but you really weren't.
Were you able to kind of have, like, autonomy there and, like, be able to kind of, like, not necessarily be a princess the whole time?
Yeah, was very that much quite so. Nice? Yeah, yeah. I lived in halls. Right. And then I moved into a house with my 6 friends, had house parties, had a lock on my door. I did all the normal things. Yeah, I loved it. It was really special time. And then I moved to New York, which was even better.
Why did you move to New York?
That was even more reasoning. But to prove to myself that, you know, I could be Eugenie and have a job and do things and like go under the radar and know that, you know, I could do life.
What was your job there?
I worked for a company called Paddle 8, which was an online auction house.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. It was amazing. I did that for 2 years and then I moved back to London to work for my gallery, which I work for now, Hauser & Wirth.
That's your gallery?
Not my gallery. No, to work for the gallery I work for now.
So, like, what do you do within that?
So I'm a director there, so I sell art.
At Hauser & Wirth?
Yeah.
That's so fun.
It is so fun. It's such an amazing gallery, and the artists that we represent are just, they're out of this world. Remarkable artists. And it's so special to work for them.
I've been, and it's just such a wonderful space as well.
Did you go to the Somerset one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good food too.
It's great.
Really, it's good food.
Rothbar is one of the best.
Very, very good. I'm into it. So you live half the year in Portugal.
Yeah.
Have you been enjoying the Portuguese food?
Love it. So they do this, like, their version of a paella, but in these, like, huge deep pots. Have you had that?
Yes, I think. Well, I had, like, a seafood, like, rice. What do they call it? Like,
arroz?
Yeah, arroz. But do they call it, like, just, they call it, like, a, they don't call it, it's obviously not called paella, but.
No.
But, yeah, it's delicious. Oh,
it's so good. So when they have these, they bring these, like, old rickety silver pots and they put them down in front and it's.
Fab.
Oh, all the prawns and clams and mussels and, like, yumminess. And then they also do black pork.
Oh, I haven't had
it. Like really salty, crispy pork.
Yum.
Yeah.
Do you go into Lisbon to eat, or do you have good places near you as well?
No, we're an hour and 10 from Lisbon, and it's very, like, on the sea, seafood, and we never really go into Lisbon. Oh. How do you know how to do that?
Because it's easy.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
You would.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you make it?
It's with onions, tomatoes, some peppers, some chili, some garlic, harissa.
So if we were coming round to yours, if we were coming round to yours, what would you be making, Lenny and I, for dins?
I find that really difficult.
Would you order in?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Cordon bleu, Jess.
No, so I'd probably do my... Should I take an egg?
Yeah, of course you should. Oh. You should take two.
Oh.
That's quite runny, sorry. Yeah, yeah. Is it too runny for you? Do you want to cook it a bit more?
Runny.
Just choose another one.
This one?
I don't know, they're quite runny, Mum.
Are they?
Yeah, they are quite runny. Maybe.
Are they both?
Eugenie's got the fear.
No, no, don't look. See, look, it looks lovely.
Okay, you sure? Okay, fine.
Are you going to eat it?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, but I'm like... I'd literally nearly eat a raw egg, so yeah.
Really?
Don't worry about me.
So I'm going in the middle.
Do it.
I'm in the middle. I'll tell you where I definitely know.
This is gluten-free bread.
That's
it.
It's not runny at the back there. So
are you sure you're happy with that?
Perfect,
okay.
Yeah.
This is somebody who works at my label. Her daughter makes gluten-free bread, and she's called Lily. And it's called Lily's
well done,
Loaf.
Lily.
Yeah, well done, Lily. So tell me, you would order in.
No, I would. I'd have to ask you, like, what you're feeling.
Oh, really?
Like, what, yeah.
You take requests?
Yes, because my worst is when people, like, shove food around their plate and kind of go and look at each other.
And you'd be like, I could have just done something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's dairy. Yeah. Sorry, doll.
Well, now I'm going to do it now, so I'm not annoying.
Okay.
Not eat.
Doll, you won't be the first person to to go back. You're very welcome.
Wait, and then, so me and Jack, one of the things that we love doing is Jamie Oliver's squash and pork risotto.
Ooh, yum.
Oh my God.
That sounds great.
So it's so good. You just, but the only thing is, he pours the stock in and then you have to mix the risotto around and around and around for like 18 minutes. Yeah. So it's a little bit annoying, but.
That's a risotto for you, isn't it? It's just like, somebody told me about one that you didn't have to stir and non-stir risotto.
You can bake it in the oven, darling.
So what would you request? If we were cooking for you, what would you be requesting on the menu?
I'm obsessed with chips.
Chips?
Yeah. I would have, when I was younger, I used to eat like that.
Huddled and covering so no one, like she's created a wall so no one can get her chips. Who was going to steal them, your mum or your dad?
And please tell me if I sound like an idiot, but I had a policeman called Brian. Brian was with me since I was a little wee, and he's sadly no longer with us, but he used to try and eat my chips so much that I would sit huddled over my plate, making sure he would never get them.
That must have been so crazy to grow up with. You don't sound silly at all. You sound like you're a member of the royal family, and that's just life, and that's kind of how it was.
Yeah, they were our best friends.
Did you ever rebel or want to rebel, or were you home?
I think my rebellious moment was going to New York, you know,
right.
But not because I was rebelling, because I wanted to see what life was, how to do things.
Of course.
You know?
There's some there if you want.
Okay, Mum. She's looking. Just have it, babe.
I'm one of those.
She's one of them. You, Paloma Faith. Who else has faltered?
Just one. Just a tiny mouthful.
Do you want the butter now that you've broken the seal now, babe? Just have the butter. No. Just have it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Do you get fed up that you always have to be presented looking beautiful wherever you go, and people are so critical about how you look and what you wear and whether you look tired or whether you look old?
I think that definitely has caused a couple of issues around my relationship with having to look a certain way, because it's always like, oh, that's not a nice outfit, or she looked terrible there, or
I guess that's
everybody has that if you're in the public eye. I guess in our family, it happens at that perfect age where you're, 13 years old and you've got that dorky bowl haircut and you're a bit chubby and, all the boys are bullying you and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's when all you need is reassurance that you're going in the right direction and you get, like, the opposite. Which is why Portugal is the dream, because I can go to the supermarket in my exercise gear and my hair part off the top of my head and not mind, not care. No one cares.
So will the children be educated? I'll go to nursery or whatever?
Augie's at nursery in London.
Okay.
Yeah. Portugal is hopefully our forever life in terms of half-half. We'd love that. I think I'm going to educate them in England.
Did you go to boarding school?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Where did you go?
Marlborough. I loved it.
Was it always going to be that you were going to go to boarding school? Is that just a done thing?
I don't know.
No.
Do you think you'd send your kids to boarding school?
Yeah.
Because you had such a
At 13. Uh-huh. I think my husband went to boarding school at 8.
Yeah, brutal.
I mean, I would, looking at my sons now, I want to hang out with them. I like playing with them. I don't want them to leave.
But you did have a positive experience there, so.
But from 13.
Right, oh yeah.
So I'm a little bit older, and at that point, yeah, it was amazing to be with, to board, and then to be with all your friends and have that grown up sensibility and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I wouldn't send them at 8. I haven't told Jack that. You'll find out.
Can I ask you where you like to eat in when you go out? Do you go out for dinner a lot?
Yeah. Not anymore. We used to go out a lot.
You've got two young kids.
Yeah, and also like your 30s, all of a sudden, you just everything is so much harder. Like,
how old are you?
33.
You're a baby.
But I like going to bed now at like 9.
Oh, it's such the best. A loser. I get into bed when I put the kids to sleep. Mm. I'll get into my bed. My favourite place is my bed.
Mm, and then me too.
Just watch something and just kind of be like ready to be asleep by 9.
But when do you eat? With your children.
I eat 5 o'clock.
Oh, that's so cool.
Mum thinks it's really weird. I
love it.
I like it for digestion.
My friends do that and I think it's really cool.
Do you eat really late?
We eat after the children have gone to bed, but they're still that they're too young for it to be like a fun.
Look, it's not fun. It's not fun. Our dinners are not fun.
But maybe. I love that whole let's all sit down together.
Yeah.
Do you get into bed and thrash?
Who with?
On your own?
No, sleeping.
Thrash.
No. Like when I get really excited to get into bed, I thrash.
Oh right.
Oh.
I can't say I'm a thrasher.
There are two kinds of people.
I'm
there.
A like, sloth.
There are, you know.
No, I just kind of. I'm like people. A slug sloth, and I just get in, and then I kind of don't move. I mean, literally, I could just be there the whole time.
Me too. I could. It's like an Olympic sport sleeping for me. I could win for Great Britain.
Well, how are you sleeping at the moment?
Like a log.
So what is he?
I like to find the cold patches in the bed. You know.
I always get a leg out.
Yeah.
I see your feet are still cool.
Yeah.
Is he sleeping through the night then?
I think I've got magic children who take after me and Jack. They love sleeping.
That's so good.
They love sleeping. They sleep till. Well, Augie's up a bit early, but Ernie sleeps till 8 in the morning.
And he's not feeding in the night anymore. So
not in the...
Because he's... Right. Babe.
They are... My children, I think they heard me say when they were in my tummy, you will sleep, because if I don't sleep, I'm a dragon.
That.
I'm a dragon, yeah. Sleep's integral to me.
So when you would eat out, where would you like to go?
So this is a very good question.
Do you like Mexican food?
Love Mexican food.
Where was your first date with Jack?
Good question. We went to a place called Osterio Basilico in Notting Hill.
I don't know it.
It's had the best pasta with like courgettes, tomatoes, prawns.
Right and up it, your street then.
Yeah, yes, yeah. And it's on the corner, one street across from Portobello.
Right. Oh, nice. And that's quite romantic.
Yeah.
What time of year was it?
May, around May. And yeah, because we'd met in March.
The optimism of spring, yes. Early summer.
Yeah. And I remember, like, it was very one of the... I was only 21, so, or 20, and it was like, is he going to text me? And, like, you know when you text through your friends? Did you ever do that?
What?
Like, to meet your boyfriend at the time. I used to text...
So go on, so explain.
So we met through a couple.
No.
And I used to text her, and Jack used to text him to get in touch with each other.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was really sad.
So God, you met him quite young then.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You just finished uni.
No, I was starting uni. I was still at uni. I was mid-midway.
Oh, yeah, right.
So we met when I was 20, he was 24, and now I'm 33 and he's 37.
And the order was prawn, tomato, courgette.
Prawn,
pasta.
Tomato, courgette, pasta. I remember it really clearly because the prawns are really small and I used to think that was kind of cute. and so we go there. I haven't been there for ages, actually.
Maybe you need to go.
Yeah, we're going to go on a date. But
yeah.
So there, and then we like going to this Chinese place at the bottom of our road called Mingjiang. And then where else do we like?
Where is that in?
Kensington.
And
then otherwise we like to like, you know, go to like friends' places. So mm-hmm. Our friends have an amazing pub called The Pelican on All Saints Road.
Where's All Saints Road?
Notting Hill,
yeah.
The Pelican's supposed to be very fab. And that's your mate?
It's our mate.
Fab.
I know.
Good food?
Amazing. We went there for lunch the other day. What we do is we like shove the children in bed and then run out and get, well, not run out, someone is in the house. They weren't. And then we go out and we had such a sweet Sunday pub lunch. It was so nice.
Well, that was lovely.
Which is very on us. Jack quite likes pubs, but I'm not like, it's not like I'm not live for pubs.
What's your cocktail of choice?
Tequila on the rocks with lime.
Oh my God, you sound like a housewife of Beverly Hills and I'm here for it. It's great.
Well, I guess...
What kind of tequila? Princess Eugenie.
Yeah, yeah. Casamigos.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. It's Casamigos. Because that's only when we have like boxes and boxes of it at home. But I don't drink it at home. I drink it out. So.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't go... No, if I'm in like a restaurant, I wouldn't order Casamigos on the rocks. I'd probably order...
Wine?
No.
Like, oh, you mean for an aperitif?
Yeah, I'd order like a gin and tonic or a vodka and lime or something like that. And then it's like after dinner, I'd go into the Casamigos on the rocks.
Party, party.
Yeah.
Did you used to go out dancing?
Yeah.
Where did you go out dancing? Did you do Mahiki with Harry?
No, Bougie. Wasn't it Bougie?
Bougie
on King's Road.
Yeah, I mean, it's so
you did
sad.
It. Come on, no, it's not
all.
Sad.
I did it all. Yeah, Mahiki and Bougie. And they were great times. And now I've got two kids and I'm in my 30s and I like being at home.
You're young.
I have to say, though, it's quite fun. My favourite kind of club now, not that it's a club, but my favourite time of, like, dance party is in, like, a foreign country. Because there are always these, like... They're easier to get into. There's less anxiety. And
you like can, an like, outdoor nightclub.
Yeah, like you can be on the beach or something with your friends rather
Sounds
than...
Sounds great.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. I think you should try Homo Blog, babe. It's wicked.
Jessie!
One in Manchester. It's a wicked rave. You should go if you want
to
dance.
She'd have to have a security there.
Can I have a bit more?
Yeah, of course please.
You can. Should I go back
That'll
for
be
my
really
edits
hard,
cooked?
Yeah.
Is no. it? Do you think it's cooked now?
Yeah. Can I ask you?
Yeah,
you have to go and meet people that you've never met before.
Yeah. Small talk.
What,
I need to know about small
talk.
What's
your first thing you say to them as a kind of small talk thing? What's your kind of opening line? Because you have to meet so many people you don't know.
Yeah, so it's an art form, small talk.
Yeah.
And we're very good at it in our family. Very good at it.
Did you get trained by the Queen?
No. No. But obviously we learned a lot from how to do things from Granny. And Grandpa, but actually, it's more like when you're talking to someone, like, you know, like right now everyone's wearing the brooches, Poppy brooch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay.
Where'd you get that from? Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah, actually, yours is gorgeous.
Yours is gorgeous.
I noticed.
And or something like, oh, I love your haircut, or like, I mean, that sounds really bad, but I'm trying to think. I'm going to something on Thursday. And yeah, so it's an army related thing. So I always, at that point, I'll channel it into, oh, what regiment are you from? Oh,
do you know
I'm
all
in...
the regiments?
No, that's the point.
Okay,
you
that's
then say,
a really hard
oh,
one,
I like,
yeah.
you know, that means you're an engineer, really, doesn't it? Oh, great, you're an engineer.
Okay.
I like bridges. Bridges are really interesting. Aren't they amazing? Isn't it cool that people can build tunnels under the water? Blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you find people are... So I think that... Sometimes you find people who are just not interested in what you've got to say at all, don't ever ask you a question about yourself. But I imagine it's the opposite for you, that they're very nosy.
No, or scared to ask.
Yeah, I think it's more...
Okay.
My favourite kind of dinner or small talk moment is listening to them.
Yeah.
So like, you know, one mouth, two ears type thing. Like, ask a question and then...
Yeah, listen.
Yeah.
That's why you're a podcaster.
Yeah.
Oh,
like do you that. Think you'd do another podcast that maybe wasn't
as serious
with
your mum?
I would love to, although I have heard that like podcasting, when it's so successful, is when you are no holds bars. Is that the right to no hold bars?
No holds barred.
Yeah.
No holds barred.
And I just
don't think I'd be able to give everything to it. I definitely want to keep things for myself, and we've always been taught that, you know, just to. You know, not give the world doesn't need to know everything about us. And
I think that's true, Jessie. You should take a tip.
No,
I'm overshare. Thank you.
You
I'm not a princess, but yeah.
I think also yeah. I just I the way we've been brought up is to just yeah not you don't need to, I don't need to overshare. Although I've told you a lot
of
things.
I'm
I'm here for everything you've told us, okay, and you're fascinating and
you
brilliant.
You haven't overshared okay, at all.
Huge.
Do you, can I ask something? Might be a bit rude. Mm.
Oh, God.
I don't think it is a bit rude.
Oh, God.
But as the royal family, as more young, do you think you are modernising? Do you think you're, I mean, like you've said, I wouldn't send my children to a boarding school till they're 13. So do you think there is changes in attitudes and it's becoming more modern?
Well, I think with each change of monarch, and it's less about modernising and more about becoming one with what the monarch believes in. And I think my uncle and my cousin are amazing examples of that for the future. And the way they've been brought up and the work they believe in, it's not like they're thinking, oh, God, we're going to modernise it.
They're moving with
their things. Belief they're, systems yeah. are what the world believes yeah. in. And that couldn't be better for her.
Because your uncle, the king, was trailblazing about food, organic food, and, you know, the duchy... All those organic yeah. biscuits and food and products and everything.
And actually the example that he set, now my cousin sets in terms of conservation and everything, yeah. is exactly the way we should be thinking.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, I guess it comes with naturally with yeah. just your belief system and how you see yourself.
You'd have to be pretty immune to the world if you didn't
yeah.
change as the world changes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Last Supper. We ask everybody the Last Supper okay. question. You have a...
Eating, is that all right?
That's yeah, absolutely of course.
Fine. You are going off to a desert island for a very long time, so you're going to have the Last Supper, that is your heavenly supper, before you leave. A starter, a main, a pud, and a drink of choice.
Okay. I ask this for people, by the way, when I have nothing else to talk about.
This is part of your small talk.
Yeah, if I'm in a really boring dinner, I'll go to this one. So probably mac and cheese to start.
From a particular place?
Well, I actually really like the one they have at Soho House because they have it in a pan. They bring it to like in a little pot.
Like a skillet.
That's like the one at Berners Inn.
Berners Tavern.
Berners Tavern.
Like that. And they bring it to you and it's like really gooey
creamy
yeah. and cheesy.
And dairy.
And full of dairy. I haven't had that for a while.
You're going off
I'm dying, right?
No, you don't have to be dying.
Oh, I can be on a desert island.
You yeah. can be going to a desert island, so yeah. Okay, so mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. And then I'd probably have roast chicken. Yeah, with everything.
Like a proper roast dinner.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
Stuffing.
Stuffing. Bread sauce.
Sausages, bread sauce.
Yeah.
With the bacon wrapped around the
yeah,
sausages.
Yeah, yeah.
Roast potatoes.
Gravy.
Who does the best roast potatoes in the whole family?
Oh, not me.
Ooh. Is your mum a good cook?
No.
Dad?
No.
Would you have somebody else cooking for you?
No. I have to eat that food. No. we like our like ritual is kitchen dinners. So
oh, okay.
Baked potatoes in the oven.
Yeah, yeah.
Scrambled eggs. Like salad-y bits, things right. like that, and then like a big mix and match.
Because you're out so much eating big posh dinners that you yeah. don't want yeah, that yeah. all the time.
And that was like our tradition. It's like not tradition, but like it's the 9 o'clock bell, and we all trial through and go and get all our yummy food.
So when you went to the Pelican,
yeah,
what did you have for lunch?
What was your order?
I had turbot.
Oh, wow. I love turbot.
Yeah, on the bone, which is slightly terrifying. You know, with the fish head.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
And then, like, triple cooked chips, which are just ridiculously
delicious.
Good.
Thrice cooked yeah. chips, yeah.
And then lettuce, butter lettuce with, like, mustard vinaigrette.
Yes.
Oh, so good. And then Jack.
I love butter lettuce.
What yeah. did you have for bird?
Salted caramel mousse. No, chocolate mousse with a salted caramel, like,
oh,
drizzle.
Oh, my
really
word.
Good. Really good.
So what would you have for your pudding? What's your favourite?
Oh, wait, haven't... Oh, yeah,
roast chicken.
This is my desert island.
Desert island, like...
And there's this thing called a lemon goo.
What, like...
Lemon
the goo?
Syllabub or...
No, sorry. Terribly explained. So, you know, like a key lime pie?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like that, but it's lemon. And it's got ginger nut biscuit mixed yeah. with a digestive biscuit crumb.
Ooh, lovely.
Where have you had this?
At home.
Is it a supermarket or you make it?
I make it.
Wow!
Oh,
so, how do you do the lemon?
No, I don't make it. Andrea makes it for.
And
for
is
us,
it lemon? Is it with gelatine in?
No. So it's like, how do I explain it?
Like a lemon custard?
No. Ooh,
lemon
no.
curd?
No.
A posset?
Like that, but like
so harder. It's just lemon with cream?
Yeah.
But on a
so
ginger,
it's like a lemon.
Yeah, lovely.
And lemon
then and then what I do is I get two digestive biscuits and I put rub them top. Together and then the crumbs all come on top.
Ooh,
with some
wow.
raspberries.
Oh.
Yeah. My mum taught me that one.
Very good.
Yeah,
I like
it's
that.
Good.
And
I
drink?
Drink of choice would be Diet Coke, probably.
Really?
No, yeah. You're not a Coke Zero girl?
Not,
or a Coke Zero. I was about to change my mind.
Do you not
I'm
have,
now a Coke Zero
You don't
girl.
Have wine?
Maybe I would, but...
You don't like wine, really?
No, I like wine, but...
I think you don't.
I do like wine.
Are you sure?
For death row meal, I'd want, like,
yeah,
all
sure
the bottles.
So.
Okay.
You can have them, all the bottles if you want.
And well, then I'd have a white and a red and
yeah.
a champagne. Oh, a pink champagne.
Where do you stand on air fryers? Have you got one?
No, what are they?
They're, I think they're things that, what are they actually? I don't really know.
They basically cook things very quickly.
Like roast dinner.
But like without
but with
all
no
the
fat.
Oil.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm thinking of getting one, Jess.
That sounds interesting.
Have you never heard of one?
I don't think so.
Do you have a chef?
No.
Would you ever want one?
I think if I was going to have anything, I'd have someone to do my hair all the time.
Me
oh,
too!
Yeah.
And makeup.
Yeah.
Love that.
I just want someone to live in with
if
me.
If I could, if I had all the money in the world, I'd have a full-time hair person.
Me too.
Living upstairs.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind about food. So I can do that. I can't do my hair.
Yeah, I love... Yeah, I like full-time hair. And I also like someone who puts the dustbins out.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, my husband does that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, live on your own and you're schlepping them out. They did these on Bake Off this week.
Jesus, you really did buy the Gales cinnamon buns, babes.
We bought
those.
Six was
They're
a good
massive,
idea.
Aren't they?
Well,
yeah.
Everyone should have one. There's some.
Tell us about why you bought cinnamon buns.
Because I have like a deep love and affection for them.
Because
when I was pregnant, I had one a day, probably.
They are very good. Would you like another tea?
Oh, yeah.
Right, I'll make you one.
What's
this?
Do you
this?
Want me
this
to do it?
Really?
I
don't know. You have a
That's
little.
Dairy
and
free.
Coconut blend. Yum.
That is
not
just...
Not yum, but
right.
you're being
the,
very
there
enthusiastic.
There were kind of 24 plums, but they seem to have gone a bit jammy, so...
This looks really fun.
I don't know what it's
like.
Taste it.
I think coconut's always a bit better than
what
oat.
Is it?
Oat and coconut. Oh my god, that is so good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you can take it home.
Thank you very much.
Take it
is
out,
that
quick.
Too strong? Should I get it out now?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
It was supposed to only just go in for a
no,
sec,
that's,
Jess.
That's great.
I think that's a bit strong, though.
No,
please. It's really good. It's really good. That I like. Yes, that's perfect. Princess Eugenie, can we ask...
Eugenie.
Princess
Eugenie. Eugenie. Eugenie.
Can I ask you about a nostalgic taste or scent from your childhood? Or somewhere that can transport you back to somewhere, good or bad?
Oh, my gosh. Probably, the smell of, canteen, you know...
But from boarding school?
Yeah. You know that smell of cleaning liquid with burgers.
Not a good smell.
Do you like karaoke?
I love karaoke. I actually did karaoke the other night.
Why? Where were you?
I don't know why. I haven't done it for so long. And my friend, I went to my friend's house and her dad really likes karaoke. And so after dinner, they put the song on and they had a singing teacher there and everything.
No, stop.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's what we need.
Yeah. And so she got it started and everyone was kind of dragging their heels a bit. And I hadn't drunk enough, so I was hiding in the corner. And then the tequila hit and it was like, right, now's my moment. I'm going to...
Which song?
Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Oh, my
you
God.
Went, you went
Oh, my
for
God. It,
it
was. And obviously, I don't sing it properly when I'm, on my own because my tummy muscles were... he is a genius how he gets all those words out.
Yeah.
I it was so bad. So and then I resurrected it with Oasis after that. So.
Which one?
Wonderwall.
And did the singing teacher help you with breath control?
No.
Oh, crap.
No, she got it all just starting and then left us, then just was standing in the corner and then would come on and sing really good songs.
Is that a bit annoying?
I mean, no. Because it was funny, and it was like everyone was like dancing and singing along, and it was like part of the whole vibe.
This sounds very fun. What was this, like a Wednesday night?
No, this was a Friday night at a friend's house. Very unusual though, and very un-me, but I loved it.
Oh, that's great. Was Jack there?
Mm-hmm.
And what did he?
I made him do Lose Yourself with me.
Oh.
He literally was looking at me like, why have you done this to us? Anyway.
What was your cake at your wedding?
It was a half chocolate, half red velvet.
Oh,
yeah. Ooh, wow.
Yeah, I don't like fruitcake, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate fruitcake.
Did you have to eat a lot when you were younger, Christmas? No.
Oh, I don't know, just the cherry things in
it. I love it.
No.
Do you like Christmas pudding then?
Yes, now, but that's like a grown-up thing. Like, when I was younger, I used to hate, like, bits with yogurt. Actually, there you go.
Okay.
Bits in orange juice, bits in yogurt.
You don't like it? Does that... Is that your nostalgic
taste? You the really proper dessert then, haven't I?
No, but I like yogurt. It's got no bits okay. in it. And it's not orange juice.
Okay.
And like, they used to scare me, you know. So I used to be quite picky with food.
Where will you go for Christmas? Will the family all get together?
Norfolk.
Oh, Norfolk.
Yeah.
And will there be... have you got any really good Christmas traditions?
We all go to church on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
We open all our presents on Christmas Eve.
Why?
Christmas Eve.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it might be a tradition from Queen Victoria, maybe. I actually don't know the ins and outs of it, but that is always what we've done.
That's nice. Christmas Eve presents. Christmas Eve I prefer to Christmas Day, actually. Yeah.
When does your Christmas tree go up?
1st of December.
Yeah. Right? Well, this Christmas tree's up already. Yeah, I went past a house in Hambott Road, and there's a Christmas tree
people
up already.
Get very enthusiastic. My husband has
he would
been
have
known
it up
to put
now.
It in late November.
He loves Christmas.
Thank you so much for coming and doing this podcast.
Thank
it's been
you.
A total treat to meet you.
Yes, it was nice to meet you
to,
guys.
For you to be, you were so generous with everything you told us as well, and I really appreciate it.
Thank
you. What's the your rest of your day looking like?
Today I will probably go do some work. I probably need to do some work. And look after my kids. And I think go to bed really early again.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you, babe.
I got my Waitrose order coming, so I'm really excited.
What's in the Waitrose order? That's what I need to know. What's a regular?
We do one order a week.
Yeah.
And everybody piles on everything they can on Sunday night, and it comes Monday morning. But Sundays is quite sad looking at my fridge. Oh. So last night we got a curry, which I never do. I never eat them. Oh, Jack and I were literally sitting for an hour on Deliveroo, like, what on earth does this mean? Eventually,
how do they get into Kensington Palace, or do they have to go through?
We ring down and we say there's a Deliveroo coming, and then we'll get in our pajamas and drive down and go and pick it up.
They won't bring
it
to you.
Is it that much of a schlep?
Bloody hell!
No, we could walk, but I don't want to be in my pajamas, you know, outside.
But they don't bring it to you.
No.
Oh God, I wouldn't.
Anyway, wow. Sunday nights are quite sad, but Waitrose order is normally like, I mean. Yeah, nothing really interesting on there, like chicken, sausages.
Always.
Potatoes, onions, garlic. I'm not allowed onion and garlic in my parents' house.
Why?
Because they worry about the breath.
Oh, God, no champagne, no onions, no garlic.
Life
is tough for royals.
Because you're constantly in public roles you've got to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you didn't
you
think about
in?
It the other day.
Oh, God, I had really garlic breath on a photo shoot.
Oh, no.
Mum told
it was
everyone.
Horrendous. Oh, no. Yeah. You nearly knocked
that
me out.
That was not very kind.
But it was not very nice. It wasn't very
told the whole...
She's so respectful of thinking about other people and your breath.
No, I'll eat the garlic and then I'll pop a mint in and hope and pray that no one smells me.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming. I would really like to come to House and Worth.
Yes.
And I would like to see you again.
Yes, me too.
And I would like us to become friends.
Me too.
And I would like you to come to my show.
Okay, good.
And I would like this to carry on.
So I can come back maybe for lunch when we don't have microphones as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, you
can go to my house for lunch.
Lovely.
Your house for lunch. Oh, yeah, I better order in now.
Thank you so much. And good luck with the new series.
Thank you.
So, you know, you may hear little children in the background. My children have just come because they've got an inset day at the end of half term, which is just annoying. So sorry for the noise. I loved Princess Eugenie.
She was lovely.
Eugenie. She told me to call her Eugenie. Yeah. Gave her my number. I really enjoyed chatting to her. I found her really warm and lovely and interesting.
I knew she'd be fun.
Yeah, she was fun.
She's just easy, wasn't she?
Yeah. Thank you so much to Princess Yuge for coming on the podcast. Everyone should go and listen to Floodlights. And everyone should go to House of Unworth and eat the food as well, because it's really good.
And I'm going to refer to her as the princess, because I've never had a princess in my house before and probably never will again.
Well, and I thought she wanted to come over for another lunch, didn't she?
A delight, an absolute delight.
Loved her.
We should have done her a roast chicken. When she said, well, do you do this in the evening as well? I thought we could have had her over and had a few tequilas.
She looks a bit sad not to be able to have the tequila.
Yeah, a few tequilas. It would have been.
You're already on them.
Kahila.
Thank you so much for listening. We shall see you next week. I'm giving you a royal wave. Goodbye. See you later.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.